Chapter 3. And in those days cometh John the Baptist, proclaiming in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, Reform, for come nigh hath the reign of the heavens. For this is he who was spoken of by Isaiah the prophet, saying, A voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, straight make ye his paths. And this John had his clothing of camel's hair, and a girdle of skin round his loins, and his nourishment was locusts, and honey of the field. Then were going forth unto him Jerusalem, and all Judea, and all the region round about the Jordan. And they were baptized in the Jordan by him, confessing their sins. And having seen many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming about his baptism, he said to them, Brood of vipers, who did show you to flee from the coming wrath? Bear, therefore, fruits worthy of the reformation. And do not think to say in yourselves, A father we have, Abraham, for I say to you, that God is able out of these stones to raise children to Abraham. And now also, the axe unto the root of the trees is laid, every tree therefore not bearing good fruit is hewn down, and to fire is cast. I indeed do baptize you with water to reformation, but he who after me is coming is mightier than I, of whom I am not worthy to bear the sandals, he shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit, and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly cleanse his floor, and will gather his wheat to the storehouse, but the chaff he will burn with fire unquenchable. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee upon the Jordan, unto John to be baptized by him. But John was forbidding him, saying, I have need by thee to be baptized, and thou dost come unto me. But Jesus answering said to him, Suffer now, for thus it is becoming to us to fulfill all righteousness, then he doth suffer him. And having been baptized, Jesus went up immediately from the water, and lo, opened to him were the heavens, and he saw the Spirit of God descending as a dove, and coming upon him. And lo, a voice out of the heavens, saying, This is my Son, the Beloved, in whom I did delight.